Hey Wayne, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I watched the ball game last night. It was enjoyable, but it was a good pitch to do, but you know, I like it. But like I told you, the game's changed so much I really can't keep up with it, you know, how it goes.
Yeah. Gibson pitched a pretty good game.
Yeah, that's true. Like you said, well, I mean, I can tell you he does good. But when I know it takes about 4 years to go from AAA to establish yourself. Everybody keeps saying, you know, they don't get better. Well, if you're pitching the big leagues in the last 4 or 5 years, he's so-so. Now he's really getting improved. He knows what to do now. It takes these guys, the team we got last year and the team we got this year, it's gonna really to soak in. It's gonna take about 3 more good years for him to really get say this is World Series baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overnight. You bring guys up from AAA, which is good guys, but you got to figure they got to get through the minor leagues. You can't go down and pitch 4 or 5 good games and come up and go back down and come back up. It takes him, like Gibson, a prime example. He's been here, I think, 4 or 5 years. He's just getting into the groove right now that you can depend on him. And like I say, first base, second base, any position played, it's going to take about 4 or 5 years. Everybody thinks it. But like Cade, the guy that plays in the field, I know he's not hitting good, but he's a good, you know, fielder. But it's going to take him 3 or 4 years to learn how to hit big league baseball.
It's frustrating because, you know, nowadays teams only keep a player for 4 or 5 years, then they become arbitration eligible, and then they start to cost more, and then after that they can become free agents, and they go out looking for more money.
Yeah, that's what you know. I was thinking about talking my friend Mr. Ranch yesterday. And I can't pronounce his name, the shortstop third baseman, Esteban, he's a free agent after this year.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not free, but arbitration. That means he's going, you have negotiating, you know. If he wants $5 million, they say, no, we'll give him $6 million. Or if he wants $6 million, they might say, okay, he's worth $15 million. You're right, money-wise.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes these owners, they're nice. The minimum will spend $20 million for the next 4 years, and they fall right on their face. You know, when you get that big contract, and they ain't the same guys that you had last year, 2 years ago. You know, they're working to get that money, and when they get it, then something happens where they just—I won't say they fall on their face, but you don't hit 300 every year unless you're like a Joe Mallard. But then everybody's gonna struggle. You know, like Dozier, I mean, he gets a hit now and then, and he's a good guy, but he's up a new contract this year. His agent's going to say, well, he's worth X amount of dollars. If he signs for 3 or 4 years, we don't know what's going to happen next year. He might break a leg or get hurt or fall on his face again, you know.
Yeah. I was reading on the internet in the paper this morning that Yankees' Aaron Judge got, their big outfielder got hit in the hand with a pitch and he's got a broken bone. He's going to be out for about 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you... I don't have the internet, but I keep looking around here and guys getting traded that, you know, that we don't... They go about what they did with Oakland or Seattle or San Diego. They might be just so-so new, and they go to, like, New York or somewhere, and they just click just like that. I mean, we've had ball players that get released. They go to another club, and they come back to beat us. I mean, you don't know what you're going to do from one city to the other.
Yeah. In last night's game against Boston, did you watch the ninth inning when Rodney was pitching?
No, I happened to go get a Coke and come back, and it was 2 outs, And then I said, well, the game's over, so I didn't know if anybody... I said, well, maybe they tied up or stuff like that, but I didn't know. I didn't know what really happened.
Yeah. They, you know, he got the bases loaded, and then he got a 3-0 count on the next guy, and but he finally struck him out, Bradley.
Oh, that's what I say. It's, I mean, it's, you know, I love this kind of game, but, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. Like the other night against Tampa,
Toronto?
Toronto. Yeah, we had 3-run lead in the ninth inning, so I said the game's over. I turned on the local news to see, you know, the weather, and they said, and the sports came on, I said, oh, it's tied up 6-6. I said, you got to be kidding me. I mean, we had 3-run lead, and I don't know how it happened. You know, somebody could have made an error or walks. Walks are key, anyway.
Yep.
And then they, I ain't saying they should have won or could have won. They had, and then on first and third, could score. Nobody knows how to bunt these days.
That's fact.
That's what I told Rod Carew a couple of years ago. I said, somebody should teach, not just the Twins, anybody, even Cleveland or somebody. We played them in Puerto Rico, and it was, they had basically, I think they went 15 or 16 innings, and at least three times in 16 innings, they had men on first and second, nobody out, and they couldn't even bunt. And then when they do, they hit a ground ball, double play, and it's over. You know, when you got to, if you know how to bunt, you ought to be able to bunt them guys over. But everybody wants to have a home run.
Yeah. What, you know, talking about older style baseball, you know, there's more talk about what to do about the DH rule and whether the National League should adopt it. What do you think about the DH? Should everybody use it or nobody use it?
I think nobody. I think they ought to go back to the old system. Is let the pitcher hit. He's part of the game. If he's going to pitch, he ought to be able to hit. And nothing. And even when you, I don't like the DH, really. I mean, that, the game was played, Babe Ruth didn't have a DH, or Tony Oliva didn't have a DH, or Carew, they didn't have DHs. They had pitchers hitting, and sometimes pitchers can bunt better than some of the hitters.
Yeah.
And I don't like it that. I mean, I'm just one person, but yeah. I like the old days. I mean, they changed the game so bad that even fans, when they go to a game, they want to see, you know, a good ball game. They don't, you know, somebody hit a home run, or somebody steal second base, or steal home. Like they were talking about stealing home. I ain't seen the, I don't know who was the last guy to steal. Was it Pete Rose or Rod Carew? I don't think anybody stole home in the last 15 years that I can recall.
Well, there's been some.
Well, I mean, they might run to catch and misses the ball. But then I don't know if they get that as stolen base or not.
Yeah. There's been some steals of home, but none with the Twins recently. But, you know, it happens, you know, once or twice a year, it seems like.
Well, we do. Here in Minnesota, we don't get other teams playing on me, you know.
Yeah.
We find out when somebody hits a home run, but nobody says, hey, they won the game on us. Guys still at home play from third base, still home. But I never, you know, since I've been up in Minnesota the last 10 years, nobody said, oh, so-and-so still home. That's the highlight. But they don't. I mean, like, even right now, when they got men on first and third, they really change. If the guy goes from first to second, the application throwing the ball, he stole the base. They call it something else now. I don't know what they call that now. But steals a steal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never, you know, when you steal a base, you steal it. I don't care if you catch you, don't throw it down and up. Because there might be a man on third base, and you don't want to throw away and run. But it's still a base, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
And I go like, I'm by a friend of mine. He's been in big league, Jerry Lane. He's been in big league for about 8 years now. And one time in Orlando, throwing his dogs out, I keep putting them back in. Came on, he says, let's pit. When I throw a ball out, we keep the ball out. You know, in the minor league, you rub, you know, expect to put it back in. And he says, I said, Jerry, if you get to the big leagues and make it, I'll give you a big kiss in Charlotte, North Carolina, and give you an hour to draw a crowd. And so I was in Melbourne when they had the Marlins. About 3 years later, this was like a 6 or 8 or 7. About 10 years later, about 5 years later, he cut down and showed, wait, want a kiss? I made the big leagues. And he just like, and he always tells these guys when he's sometimes second base or first or third, tell Marno or Mauer or somebody or Dozier or something that's playing third. He said, well, you know, it's the kiss. I made the big league.
He's still trying to collect, huh?
Yeah, still trying to collect. That's the first thing. I went down there and about this the other day. I always tried to talk to him, you know, when they're in town. Like something on the computer. He says, can I put that story in? Yeah, there's no curse words. I said, I won't have to tell him the highlights of it.
Yep.
So yep. I enjoyed it. I liked it. Even though me and him passed, I've been thrown out of I got thrown out of Seattle. Yeah. Years ago, when I was traveling with the team.
Yeah. You're getting a little faint there.
And I talked to Castro, he's the guy that got me thrown out. Well, he didn't get thrown, he got thrown out to play. And I told one of the umpires, I said, he's safe. And I just took my shirt. And he said, you're out of the game. He turned around and said, Wayne, you're supposed to be seen, not heard. I do. Wind up getting thrown out of the ball game. First time in the major leagues, I said, I ain't going to do that no more.
Yeah, or you won't be there for long.
That's right.
Yep.
And like I say, all the managers I've had in my leagues, even the big league, Cody and Molly and everybody, yeah. I get along with them guys. They call me make them laugh at me. I laugh in the clubhouse a lot, and so I really I get a kick out of the guys. And I said, ain't your fault. Scouts assigned you if you're having a bad day. I don't wanna in the clubhouse. I treat like a morgue. So we have even to lose. We like to have no fun anyway, you know, stuff like that. And like I said, I've been in the game. I've been in the organization 55 years. This is my 55th. I've been known Tony Oligo since 1963, and the other day I said, Tony, you know, I've been knowing you 55 years ago. We was in Dallas, and I gave you a quarter, so you called me scripted because you wasn't playing. And he called me scripted, so he played. And every day when he comes to the clubhouse, yeah, I tell Rudy Hernandez one of these coaches we talked about. A lot of Latin guys because, and I said, Tony, known their quarter since 1963. That should be at least worth $1 million right now. So we talk every day and stuff like that. And I asked Tony, I said, we were talking about computers. I said, you know, the right end of the theater and the thing they change pictures, you know, stuff like that. I said, when I know you and I knew Carew, they came up. I've been knowing them, like I say, 50 something years. And I always tell them, I said, when you said they changed your other, they changed shitters, you know, they said, no, we had lefties over here, righties. We don't care who it is. If I hand it left hand, we still hit against whoever's on the mound. We don't care. But right now, we change shitters. It's like pitchers. They change pitchers because if they got right handed facing the left hand hitter, that they get a left hand pitcher to face this left handed. And night, throw one pitch, and then they bring a new pitch in, then they change it, you know. And that's how much the game's changed a lot. I know people said it's changed, but as far as I'm known, in my mind, it's the same game in the white, you know, over the white lines.
Yeah.
You know, you get this guy out, I don't care if he's a right-handed hitter or a left-handed pitcher, you ought to be able to either hit the ball or get up in the pitcher and get him out. Right. Or to give a left-handed batter out, or if a left-handed pitcher, a right-handed pitcher, hitter, whatever you want to. Then that's what I say, it's always, you shouldn't care who's on the mound. Right in the left hand. If you're a left hand hitter with a left handed pitcher, right in it with a right handed pitcher, you should be able to hit the ball. Or you shouldn't in the big leagues.
Yep. I've been reading a book called The Baseball Codes that talks about or writes about, different codes or rules of baseball that are unwritten but, you know, are enforced by the players. And it's kind of an interesting book. I'm in the chapter now about how pitchers cheat and use different things like sandpaper and thumbtacks in their gloves. Another guy had a hacksaw blade that was sewn into his glove and things like that.
That's true. We had a catcher in Double A named Hank Esquiodo. He got to the big league. He got him with the Twins. He had a cup of coffee. I think he passed away a couple of months ago. But Mike was trying to shoot, you know, like polish. He would tell me, don't buff him. I said, why? Because when I throw the ball back to the pitcher, I put my on the ball on my shoes, and it's a black mark, and it throws. It's like Bert said, keep throwing the ball out, and just the other one wants to get it. The only pitcher always like to keep, because he said, I love it when I do something with a belt buckle or shoe polish or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They cheat, just like hitters. They cheat when they put ties on the bench. And I said, I forgot who it was, Pete Rose or somebody was accused of putting pine tar on the bench, so, you know, up to bat.
George Brett?
And it's the pine tar. It's the batters who are using the pine tar. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just love it when them guys, it's the pitcher, when they use everything to use on the ball to make it slap. And, you know, you call it a fastball. I mean, they call it a stutter and a four seam. But they come up with some kind of name for these balls they throw.
Yeah, there was another section I read in the book about stealing signs and how teams went to a lot of tricks and troubles to try to steal the catcher's signs.
Oh, yes, Jack McKinnon. And Diego, you know, he was trying to steal signs, you know. Have his coaches out in center field with binoculars trying to steal signs from the catcher. But don't ask that one time. I said, I like it now. When the home plate, I don't know how long it's been, about 10 years at least, maybe. You knock a batter down, and I said, oh, it's not in the, you know, and you know, they think they got thrown the ball, that really hurt them. They're not just knocking them down, because batters wants as much of a home plate as they can get. So you got to throw it on the inside, and catch it, you know. Stops his game and throws him out of the game, and then they have to bring a new pitcher, and it's none, because too close to the batter, you know, I did. You get thrown out of the game, too. It just carries the blood jumper, you know what I mean? And you can't, if you do something.
No, we're good.
Criticize the whole team.
I'm sorry?
When the pitcher hits, they automatically throw him out of the game. you can't throw it a hitter now these days.
Yep, yep. Yeah, things have changed over time.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the game. I mean, you know, if you get 8 runs or 5 runs or 3 runs, a pitcher ain't going to sit there and keep throwing batting practice. So they usually pick up a ball or like to Clem LeBine with a dog down. They don't sit out there and now keep throwing strikes on the guy to hit him. And so you get that straight hits, they start knocking you down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you want your share of the plate, that's the on the bumps of the pitcher, have them both the home plate.
Yep, yep.
That's why the game came. You just don't keep throwing strikes and they keep hitting the ball. I mean, not ground balls, I mean, and I mean, you know, you get even the ball goes right back through the box. You get tired of getting knocked down, so you got to say, hey, I ain't going to stay here and make them get 10 runs up in 1 minute.
Yeah.
I think that.